Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening and welcome to Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching Radio. And I am Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching. I am a hypnotherapist and NLP practitioner. And I am also a student of my own journey. And I really study what goes on in my own life to expand people and to go through life and see what life is all about. And something I'm really, really deeply looking into myself about is arrogant. Am I arrogant with other people? Am I doing other things with other people? And do I think I'm better than other people? Because people say they're in the spiritual and they're in the coaching and everybody's this, but yet they stay away from people and they think this and they think they know more than somebody else. Nobody knows more than anybody else because everybody knows one thing. Just because somebody is homeless doesn't mean they don't have wisdom. And nobody knows somebody else's set of circumstances. And that's where this world is really ingrained in an old-born pain is. We use mundane stuff to really promote what's going on in life. And that's where trouble and everything else begins because this country, even though they say we're going through this big awakening, but yet the people that are saying it aren't living it. And if you pay close attention to that, you're going to see that in other people and how they do that. Because life does get in the way of life. But if you ever think just because you got money or you're sitting someplace you're better than somebody else, that isn't happening. And I'm really starting to understand this because when people say things and they do things and they really don't do what they say and they do that and they really are setting out in the open and not really saying what they really mean. And the more somebody's writing and telling people what's wrong with them, if you write about obstacles, you're actually writing to the universe that's what you desire in your life. And that's something I've really expanded into, is I don't write about what is wrong in life. I only write about what is right in my life. And I'm really starting to really see that in a new way because when I look at life, I better be looking to see what is happening in your life, in my life, because when I'm writing about somebody else and all the challenges I can help people with, I'm really writing about the challenges that I desire to be engaged in my own life. And that is what is really, really laying down here. In this country and the world, we want to only see what's wrong with other people so we can fix. We're always trying to fix a flat tire in somebody else's life while we overlook our own life. And that's what this world is really setting on today, is because we're afraid of what is happening in life. And we really have to, there's such an egotistical arrogance in the world that we have to see people be smarter, be something more than somebody else rather than seeing them as a wisdom. And that is something else that has really, really come to light in my life. This country is too arrogant to move forward right now because we don't know what's wrong. We don't know how to fix what's wrong because the corporate way of life is coming to a close today as we speak. It isn't that it's going away. It's just being restructured just like the rest of the world. But we're also being restructured at the same time because it's time for us to open up our entrepreneurial eyes and unleash them an enterprising wife, but here's the thing. We have no blueprint. We have no book. The computer can't show us. It actually goes down inside you where this is really, really going to happen. And, you know, when you unmask the mundane in your life, you're going to open up a new paradigm. And you're going to get to experience a part of a new way to experience life. But, however, everything you know and everything the system has done has got us to where it's at today. And people are still talking business. And business is nothing more than enterprising people. Is engaging people in a product, and it's people that create wealth and success. And that's something this world has really got away from, is people's wealth and success, because we're too busy trying to be somebody else's whatever rather than be our own. And that's what my fear is, my friend, CD. Letting go, money is my friend, expand your life. The sunrise meditation, that'll open up your day. But we're afraid to let go of the mundane because the mundane has actually wore itself out and is going to take us nowhere. And that's what we're living, is the mundane. We're really trying, but people are stuck. And there is people really expanding people's lives, but how are they selling money rather than actually opened in people's lives to experience life? And that's what's really got people afraid, is people opening other people's lives. Because is it more fun to be the one or be seeing somebody you energized into wealth and success? And that is kind of what this world is all about, is energizing a whole universal vista into wealth and success. And when people are afraid of it, they're just afraid of it. But life isn't about what we disengage in. Life is about what we engage in. But here's the thing, what are we engaging in? Who isn't engaged in their own life? Because we get afraid when it comes time to really, really do things in a different way. But when it really comes down to it, the only one you can add in your life is you. You're the only one that can do anything in your life and really do it. And that's all it's about, is you. And when you engage in that inner self, you'll open yourself up to a new way of living. But however, how are you trying to stay in the same way and do the same thing and be the same person without doing anything else in life? And, you know, here's something and I'm really starting to notice this, just in the way life is people want to be this, but it's about letting go. And actually, I've expanded into it. But I tell you what really has helped me do this. And is non-thinking, non-knowing, and saying I don't know. For some reason, them words just really allow you to be open and really expand in a new way. And it's about taking the angst out of life rather than let angst be your life. And that's something a lot of people are afraid to do, is just let go. And we're really afraid that if you're nice to people, people think you're weak rather than strong. And I've also noticed one thing. The more you help other coaches, sometimes it don't always come back to you. And spiritual people that are always talking something, but that don't always mean they're doing something for you. And that is something to be aware of. And it ain't just coaches. It's anywhere in life. Because life is never going to take you any further than you expand into. And that is what is about life. We get to play the game of life every day. But how do you think you're not getting back what you put out? And that's what a lot of people are doing, is we're putting out. And that's what people don't realize, is we're putting out, but we're not putting out to the right people. And how are you doing that? How are you not putting out the right energy to the right people and trying to bring everybody with you? I caught myself doing this one. I was waiting for everybody to come along and trying to coax them, but it doesn't happen. And it won't happen. Because they don't want to come along. Because it's not easy. And you don't sacrifice when you do this. You actually engage in your life rather than sacrifice. And that's where a lot of people are really, really doing things and not moving forward in their life because they're too worried about what everybody else is doing and they're not doing anything for themselves. How are you doing more for other people? I did this one. I just got this lesson big time. I was actually trying to bring a business forward and I was too focused on the business while the other person was focused on something else, himself. And that didn't turn out well. But here's the thing. He lost my friendship. He lost more than I did. All I lost is a commercial thing. And he lost everything. I mean, he ain't lost it. He's still going forward, but he was disingenuous. And somewhere along the line, it will come back to him. But, you know, sometimes they have to learn that it isn't always what you know or who you know and things like that. But how do you look at life and see it as an obstacle instead of wisdom in action? That is something life has to go on with and just go forward doing, because life happens when you're too busy looking for something else besides what you have going on. When you're looking at your life, what do you think is happening in life? And where do you get confused? Where are you afraid to be confused in your life? And how are you afraid to be confused in your life? Because life is confusion, but we try to control it. And how do you, when you're trying to control your life, how does it become more of a turmoil than when you try to, when you open to facilitate in your life? You know, that's kind of something that people get really, really afraid of, is facilitating it without controlling every move. And I read a lot of stuff on the internet, especially affirmations other people write. And when they're writing it for control. You can't, when you're controlling your thoughts, you're going to be controlling your, you're limiting your intuitive inventions and your innovativeness. And that is kind of something that the world gets all caught up in and wrought up in, is they try to do what they can't do. And then the next thing you know, everybody's mad at somebody because they didn't know what to do. How's that you? If somebody doesn't do what you want them to, how do you get mad at them? And how does it really limit you in a lot of way? And what do you think happens when somebody else is doing something and you can't do something? What happens to you when you're all caught up in life and you have nowhere to go and anything to do? Where do you get all excited and then get let down because you things didn't go your way? And how do you think everything should be perfect every time you do something? And how, and then when it isn't, you get all mad. You know, anger is a fear of, anger and frustration are a fear of expansion. And that's all it is. And that's what we all happens with us. We get too afraid to expand. And then we try to stay locked in wherever it is. And then the next thing you know, everything goes the other way. And then everything just turns south on us. And then we get mad because it didn't go our way. But here's the thing. It can only go your way when you're willing to facilitate it and go forward. And when you don't facilitate it, you get caught in a lot of stuff that isn't your challenges, but this is just what it is. So what happens in life with you when somebody says something and you get, and it just hits you wrong, and next thing you know, you're all mad about everything because you wanted to be right rather than listen to expand? That happens a lot in life. And I've actually learned to really expand out of that. And what happens when you really are open to expand? How does it feel when you even say the word expand? What happens when you say the word expand instead of change? How is letting go of being controlling and trying to really dominate your daily life by living what it is rather than what you choose it to be? Because I'm really starting to understand, the more I try to control, the more I'm trying to be somebody I'm not, the more challenging life becomes. Because life gets very, very, very disingenuous the more I choose not to listen. And something else you really want to do is take out the words anything with not, can't, won't, anything with a not in it. And really get into saying, now when I choose to release and let go of this, I expand into this. How does that feel to you? That is really what life is all about. And that's what my CDs do. They're different, but they're really eye-opening and life-moving-forward CDs. And they're out of the realm of the mundane and into something that I've used in my own life. See, that's what Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching does. I talk my own journey. And I'm really starting to understand my journey isn't the journey of everybody else's. My journey is my journey of myself. And it's really about letting go of trying to fit into all the spiritual and the coaching stuff out there. And that's what I do with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching. I'm going to show you your inner courage to expand and live your desired life by engaging in who you are rather than trying to fit into somebody else's life. Because that's what we really, really open up to do, is fit into somebody else's life rather than really live our own. And something else you want to check into is how you're living the parent you did. The parent you had the most challenge and the parent you did not want to be like, how do you live the way they do? That is something you really have to be open to and be ready for. And also, it also is about how is it that you, when you're trying to do this, you're really trying to do something else rather than live what's going on. And that is where the world is today, because people are really engaged in trying to fit into society and thinking outside of the box. But yet all they're doing is on the fringe of the corporate world, because to really get outside of the box, it's very uncomfortable. I know that one for a fact. And it's really about letting go of the animosity towards others and quitting gossiping about what other people are doing. That is what the real challenge is, because when you're gossiping, you're speaking your fears and speaking what you can't do to the world. And that is something that's getting quite unique. It's about really, really, really letting go of fitting in. And that's what it is. You got to let go of the fitting in to be the it. That's your intuitive talisman wisdom to move yourself forward. Because it's getting in the glow of the goal, to be in the flow of the goal, to unleash them canonized abilities to flow. It's about engaging in your own wisdom. And that's what Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching will do, is engage you in your own wisdom. It's going to open you up to see you are the person with the wit, the wisdom, and the get and go to really put the forward movement on. But today we're so caught up in the fear of what is going on, and all that's really happening is we're fissuring the old way we live. And that's really what's going on, is we're fissuring the old patterns that we've lived at the beginning of time. And see, it's a cycle we're going through. We're going to get back into where people run the people are entrepreneurs again. And we really lost the pioneering spirit in the country and the world, because it's easier to go out there and work for somebody than it is to start your own stuff. I've learned that, because you really got to say, I don't know, to understand where you're going, because the more you think you know, the less you really go. Because you can't understand and go and know, and because you, when you know, and when you think you really know, and when that gets fissured or something comes up you don't understand, how wrought up do you get on the inside and all uneasy and everything else? It gets really quite ecstatic in the inside, and everybody gets quite angry about it. But it's really about engaging in that inner self and letting go, to be in the flow of the go, to go. Because you got to canonize your collaboration with your eyes and your heart, because you really want to open up to use eyes, words that open your eyes and your heart at the same time. Unless something else becomes aware. See, we want to show how much smarter we are than somebody, but you know, really, how is the most insane thing you ever heard actually the pathway to opening out a new way to speak and way to live and everything else? Because when you're engaged in that, you're really engaged in living. And something else I've learned in my coaching, I understand now I can't tell anybody what to do, because that's me putting my beliefs in their life. It's more about questioning them, getting them open to question everything about themselves. Because you can tell people, but they'll do it halfway. But if they get a question within themselves, they can really open up and do it themselves. And when people can do it themselves, they really feel good. It's about getting a person to feel good and things like that. And I read, I got a program. Well, you don't want to program yourself. You want to be in free in the flow of the go. And you want to let go, let God. I listen, I expand. It's listen to expand. And that's what it is. And that's where a lot of things in the world have to really transpire, is listening to let go to where they want to go. And that's where you're really going to open up in life, is listening to where you want to go. And that's what the world is, because if we think we ain't speaking, we really don't understand what's going on with us. And that's where the real fallacies in life live. To listen your way through every situation. And you always want to be eavesdropping on the universal vista. What you're walking by seeing, it may open you up. And that's the thing. It's about going deep inside yourself and questioning who you are. And I am Robert Ellen Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching. My website's www.cowboy-wisdom.com. My phone number is 702-755-9410. Email's rob@cowboy-wisdom.com. And I'll be here Thursday night with Stephen Harfield. And thank you and good night.